Hello and welcome to another audio album review with me, Paul Johnson, on Folkin.com.
A good thief tips his hat, a good thief winks his eye.
And today I had the pleasure of listening and talking to you about an album by the Gundolf Murphys and the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. Now, this is a great album. It's only just come out. It's actually out now as we speak. And what warms my heart about this band is that we've been championing them here on Folkin.com for many years. In fact, our beloved and now passed over humble leader and founder of Folkin.com, Mr. Darren Beach, the one and only Darren Beach, discovered this band many, many years ago and was raving about them to everybody he met. He was always saying what a great band they are, and I should listen, you should listen, you should listen. And so I got into this band through Darren, and it's not just me. He spread the word about this band across Folkin.com and beyond. We've actually been supporters of this band for a few years now. We've actually put on a live performance with them down in Fareham a few years ago. And I've had the pleasure of interviewing Josiah a couple of times over the years. And this album is a really good thing. And it's a kind of album that is quite ironic in a way, because the album's called A Good Thief Tips His Hat. And Josiah's always said to us that he tips his hat to many of his favourite artists like David Bowie and Bob Dylan. And throughout this album, you can hear those influences drifting in and out. But they drift in and out in a non-offensive, non-copyable way, if that makes sense. And you really get into the floaty style of Gundolf Murphy and the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. This album's got 11 tracks on it, and what I like about it, as always with the Gundolfs, is it's not a standard album that you would have the title track on first, because the title track doesn't appear till track 9. So I'm going to play the first track now, a little bit of the first track, and that's called Genius. Track one, it really does set the vibe of the album, really, that kind of distinctly floaty psychedelic sound that you get from this band. Track two rocks on a little bit more, and this one's called Silent Revolution. As we go through the album, you can really hear that Dylan-esque type influences coming through on the album. Just before we go on telling you more about the album and playing a little bit more of the tracks on the album, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the band and who actually plays what, because it's quite interesting. The band consists of Josiah, who plays vocals, and he writes the songs for the band, and his partner Think Floyd, get that? Think Floyd, is on the accordion, cellos and mandolins and the flutes. The guitars and the mandolin are by the brilliant Sharky McEwen, a fantastic musician, and he really does fill the wall of sound out across the album in this. RJ McCarthy is on the bass sax, and that bass sax and keyboards that he does really do contribute nicely to the album as well, giving it that great psychedelic feel. Bob Tosello is on the bass guitar, and Matthew Abarex is on drums. A great lineup of great musicians. And I remember talking to Josiah one day, I think it was at the Cropperty Festival. I did an interview when they played Cropperty in 2020. I think I collared Josiah at the back of a hut somewhere backstage, and we had a nice chat, and it's probably still on folking.com, audio interviews if you go back into the archives. And I was talking about myself being a guitarist in a band and writing songs, but I've never really been that great. I only know a few chords, well, quite a few, but not as many as a lot of other people. And Josiah said he was exactly the same. And he said the best thing to do is surround yourself with talent, and then that helps you progress your career. Now, Josiah is a fantastic songwriter, and don't get me wrong, he's a pretty damn good guitarist as well. But he's humble and as honest as ever, just like the rest of the band, if you ever get a chance to talk to them. Track 3 is a little bit more psychedelic, if you like. It's called Radio.
Translates it. You speak to us from everywhere. Mama's kitchen, daddy's car, your painted stories brought us stars to light our way. You never had to read it in a
That's track 3, and it's called Radio, and I love the way it sort of assaults your ears with that harmonica riff that comes cutting across there right at the beginning. It's fantastic stuff. And track 4 is a little bit more commercial. It's called My Girl, and it's got more of a commercial vibe to it. And it's one that sticks in your head.
She doesn't have to follow.
Track 4 that is on the album, that's called My Girl. It's a great little commercial vibe to that, with Tink Floyd there doing some backing vocals on that as well. That's a really nice feel to that song. Track 5 is the next track up, and this kicks off with a little bit of a more darker side. It's called Someday. Someday, that was track 5 on the album. Track 6 is called Slambovia, and this sticks to a bit more of a rocky feel to this, and it chunks along very nicely too. Yes, followers of Slambovian would get that Slambovian vibe there with those twangy guitars that goes throughout that track. It's a really good thing. Track 7 is called Never Fit. Dips its hat to the Dylan-esque feel with the harmonica and the twangy guitars here. It's a lovely song. It's a lovely track, and it's kind of quite fitting for the Slambovian Circus of Dreams because they have a great way of making you feel connected to their material. If you listen to their lyrics, there's always something within those lyrics that can relate to your own life and some of the trials and tribulations that we all go through, which I really like. And sometimes, you know, when you've had a bit of an upset, you can go and put on a Slambovian album and you can chill out and it makes you feel so much better. I'd highly recommend it. Track 8 on the album is called Alice in Space, and again, this is a little bit more psychedelic. Really nice song there. It's probably one of my favourite tracks on the album. I love the way the guitars come crashing through, the acoustics ring through there, and that beautiful harmonious sort of harmonic-y sound that the Slambovians are so good at doing. On to the title track then. As I said, the title track of the album doesn't really feature until we go down. It's actually track 9, and he decides to put it on there. A typical Josiah, but it's a great track, and it's called A Good Thief. A good thief dips their hats. Indeed they do.
A good thief tips his hat, a good thief winks his eye, a good thief always smiles, a good thief.
Yeah, it's another one of those tracks that you kind of get lost in Josiah's soothing tones there. That's A Good Thief Dips Its Hat, which is the title track of the album. Takes us on to track 10, and again, it's the dipping your hat to actually themselves this time with the Slambovian Circus being This Is the Circus of Dreams. Got a kind of 70s feel to that track, actually. It's kind of a little bit Tom Petty, again, dipping his hat to some of his favourite artists there. Almost a little bit Beatlesque in places as well. That's the Circus of Dreams. That's track 10 on the album. And well, so we reach the final track of the album, which is called Already Broken. And I really like this song as well. It's my second most favourite song on the album. It's got a nice feel to this.
It's already broken.
It's got such a great feel, that track. You can really get emotionally involved with that. And that's one thing that stands throughout this album. You really do get entangled in the stories and the words and the vocals and the sound of the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. Fantastic. So the album's out now. I would strongly recommend going to get it. It's the Gandalf Murphy and the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. All the information to this, by the way, is on their website. And you can go to slambovia.com to get any details you want, and also go on there to buy this album and order it. There's also some merchandise and some up and coming tour dates, although sadly we've missed them. They're back in America now, but next time they come to the UK, I would strongly recommend going to see them. It's been a pleasure doing this review. Thanks, keep tuned and keep looking back for more audio reviews with me, Paul Johnson. I'm going to leave you with this little city.